This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Back in studio for a Hertz Day on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I love being in Clearwater, but Ike, I love being back in the studio.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Good to be back home. Listen, a couple days down there in the sun with my toes out, with my arms out. Hey, it's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
Toes was only out inside the hotel room, though. Let's be clear. Wasn't walking around like Jack with a pair of Birkenstocks.
Yeah. You didn't have the piggies
on.
Out?
No. Didn't have the piglets out there. Brother Spike, I'm doing well. Jackie Baseball. Team is still rolling. But I tell you what.
Rolling backwards.
Yeah.
Which way they rolling?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say which way they're rolling.
Right.
Yeah, going downhill.
Yeah.
But some encouraging things said this morning on the morning show by a couple of decision makers. Mm-hmm. So I feel pretty good. Holla at you, boy.
Long day so far.
Yeah, it's only halfway over.
So far.
Yeah.
Long we're on day. The morning show schedule today, you know, up at 3:30.
Yeah, well, we're not crying about it, though.
Would never.
Nah, we're going to have a great show. We have a lot to talk about today, by the way. We have Slay ranking his elite quarterbacks, getting in more fights with CJ, GJ, than AJ jumping in. Talk about that, of course. But we start with the Eagles, my friend Ike. We did a lot of Phillies, and we'll get to a lot of Phillies today as well. But I want to start with, we're going to bring back Tell the Truth Thursday today. So on Tell the Truth Thursday, if you haven't participated before, I know you're always honest, but I need you to be really, really honest. You gotta maybe take off the midnight green glasses. I know you bleed Eagles green, all that stuff, but it is about honesty today on Tell the Truth Thursday. And for Tell the Truth Thursday, I want to assess the Eagles offseason so far. Because if you were being neutral, which is sometimes how I like to look at moves of our teams, if I was a fan of another team and I saw these moves, what would I think? So let's recap the offseason so far. So the Eagles had an offensive coordinator spot open. They gave it to an internal hire in Kevin Petullo. They didn't really interview anybody. And the guy was the pass game coordinator, which, by the way, was probably the most disappointing point of the team this year. Anyway, okay. So they give offensive coordinator to Kevin Petullo. They give $40 million guaranteed to a 28-year-old running back who just had 507 touches in a season. By the way, he was already under contract for the next 2 years anyway. They gave $36 million guaranteed to an inside linebacker who was great. Zach Bond was great, but it's his first great season of his entire career, and it happened at 27 years old. And also, the offseason so far, we're all pretty sure they're going to lose Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, who are probably their second and third best defensive linemen the entire season. So, Ike, I ask you, if on Tell the Truth Thursday, are we sure this has been a good offseason so far for the Eagles, or are we just basking in the glow of the Super Bowl and no matter what they do, we're going to say it's good? Because if I'm being honest, I'm not so sure. Like, I'm not in love with any of this.
Yeah, you're concerned.
Just a little bit.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, well, that's how I'm born.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. I don't see anything wrong with what they've done so far. You think about Zach Bond definitely being at the top of their priority list of wanting to retain their guys. They got that done, so I don't see where anybody can find any issues with that. Listen, we can quibble about the money and whether or not he deserved that much. I'd say, yeah, the Eagles rewarded him. That's how well he played this past year. So I'm obviously, as a former linebacker, I'm happy to see Zach Bond get paid.
Sure.
It's good to know that it's possible for it to happen. So I'm okay with that. And the Saquon move, while it certainly had me scratching my head initially, just because I didn't necessarily see it coming this soon, and especially at the number in which it came, in the end, if it's somehow beneficial to the Eagles from a cap space standpoint, as well as rewarding their best player and making him feel appreciated by making him the highest paid running back in football because he's the best running back in football, I don't see how that could be a bad move from a, I guess, from a, at least from a...
Vibes?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking for. Like it feels good. Now it may turn out Saquon production wise, and you look back on it, you're like, man, what the hell were they thinking? But at least at this point, we all love what Saquon brought to the table this year. We all feel we wouldn't have the Super Bowl without him this year. So from that sense, and playing a position that doesn't have a lot of longevity to it, and seeing how running backs can get used up and then just thrown away. Kind of, and I'm a running back guy. I was raised in the era where you built your franchises around the running back. So I was good with seeing that with Saquon Barkley. Now, the Kevin Petullo signing as the offensive coordinator, continuity is what I preached, is what I wanted. And I understand the passing game did not flourish this year. I understand that. I'm not in the building. I don't know how much input or impact he had on that.
That's fair. Yep.
So I don't know. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt of seeing what he brings to the table to see if it actually improves Jalen in the passing game this year. So I'm good with everything they've done. With the extent, you know, the other thing I'm not good with.
And by the way, probably going to lose Josh Sweat and probably going to lose Milton Williams.
And so. I anticipated that.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of sitting back waiting to see if they get Becton. Come on, man. Howie, extending Saquon, re-signing, to me, the top two priorities with the free agents, making sure that offensive line stays intact, keeping your leader on defense. I'm good with that continuity on the offensive side with a familiar voice, familiar face. Feels good to me. I don't know where you get this feeling from. It feels good to me. It feels like this is my squad that I'm gonna come back with next year.
See, and that but 215-592-9494 until the truth Thursday. Are you sure it's been a good offseason for the Eagles so far? And that, Jack, before I ask you, that Ike is what you keep saying is that it feels good.
Yeah.
All these things feel good, right? Promoting from within feels good.
Make me feel good.
Yeah. Who is that?
That used to be one of my favorite drops. That's Marks.
Can you hit it again?
Make me feel good. Is that from a Halle Berry movie, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Monsters Ball.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Oh, that one. Yes. Okay, right.
that was during COVID times, yes.
So, it all feels good. It feels good to give Saquon a bunch more money, even though you probably didn't need to. He's under contract. It feels good to give Zach Bond all this money, even though you and Elliot were both saying $10, $11 million a year.
Yep.
And if this is basically a two-year deal, it's like $18 million a year. All this stuff feels good. It doesn't feel good at all to me to lose Josh Sweat and Milton Williams without a succession plan in place. Like, I think everything feels good when you do it after you win the Super Bowl. But the question is if you step back and you were a fan of the Commanders or you're a fan of the Cowboys or something, you looked at it, is it actually good or does it just feel good? Jack, what do you think?
Okay.
We said feel good a lot.
You're gonna. I know you're gonna clip that. I can see it.
Well, I just said there's a lot of feeling good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, again, I think it's more riding the high of the Super Bowl, and the way they even worded the Saquon thing. They worded, yeah.
No, they said in the, yeah, by the way, reward. In the email, we awarded Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, which I thought was odd. It didn't scream to me like they made a cap-saving move there. It was like, thank God. So it feels like a lot of smelling themselves this offseason. I don't like the Petullo hire. I hope it works out, obviously, because we want the Eagles to be good, but I don't like it.
Yep.
And Saquon, I don't think they had to do it. And the rewarding thing seems weird. So, Bond, I think you had to do it. They had no choice. Like the Bond thing, you had to re-sign Zach Bond, and the money is the money. It is what it is. But I give it a nice C plus, B minus so far.
I give it a C. I give it a straight C. What would you give it? What? Like if you were to grade the offseason so far?
Oh, so far, an A.
Oh, you're out of your mind. You give him an A?
Yeah, why not? What am I deducting points for?
not interviewing other offensive coordinators, giving Saquon $40 million when he was still under contract, paying $18 million a year for an inside linebacker, and losing Josh Sweat and Milton Williams.
Well, first of all,
they haven't lost him yet, but
Petullo's been here. He's been a big part of the success of the team.
Yeah.
So we want to see what he brings to the table.
Okay.
And it makes the head coach happy.
Which is important.
Great. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah. I know you guys want disharmony. We'll get to the disharmony that's going on.
We'll get to that. But hold on, they made Doug happy. And what got them the Super Bowl was Howie taking control of the coaching staff. They got Kellen Moore.
They made Doug happy. They didn't have players. How many times do we need to point this out? 18, 19, 20. Look at the roster. Right. We brought D-Jack back here, and I think he played 5 games in 2 years.
Yes.
These are the things we were doing.
Yes.
We drafted Jalen Reagor. So really the construction of the roster contributed to the lack of success the team had post-Super Bowl. We don't have to worry about that this time. We should all feel good that they're investing in good players. Now, Zach Bond, I don't know if he's going to be a defensive player of the year candidate again next year, but I don't expect a drastic drop-off
from
what he was this past year. And I think he'll be here 3 years, Spike, so it really is a $13 million. No, it's a $12 million a year contract.
No, it's 3 years, 41. So if we're – that is
– Well, that 41 is 36 guaranteed.
14.
36 guaranteed.
Yeah, but it'll be 3 years, 41 million. So it's like $14 million a year.
13, okay.
Well, that's a lot more than you and Elliot said it was going to be.
Okay, but it's still not $18 million.
Okay, fine.
That's the point. I mean, it's $2 million more than we said it would
be. Can't wait till we give him a thank you contract in 2 years.
Well, I'm just saying.
All right. 215-592.
How many thank you contracts did you hand out as program director of WIP?
None.
You shouldn't be saying anything.
Wait, why?
Because quite frankly, a player you and I both love, he wants an extension. And you know damn well, had they won a World Series this past year, you'd be saying, give him the extension that he wants.
The Bryce Harper thank you.
Yeah. He's 54th in AAV.
This is what you'd be saying, give him the extension because he brought us a World Series championship. That's what Saquon just delivered.
But would it be a smart thing to do?
Yes, you would say yes because your star needs to be made happy. He needs to feel whole. He needs to feel appreciated. I think it meant something to Saquon to be the highest paid running back in the history of the game. Lord knows that he sacrificed the freaking rushing record final game of the season.
211.
I'm just saying he sacrificed that.
That's the earliest we've ever done it, though.
he deserved this just because of that.
215-592-9494. Do you really think the Eagles have had a good offseason so far, or does it just feel good? We do have next question today. we've been really lax in awarding Foxhole Guy status, so I'm bringing that back here. If your answer is selected, you will become an official Foxhole Guy, the WIP Afternoon Show. It was announced today that Around the Horn is going away, a long-running ESPN show, a legendary show in its time, very, very good show. So for next question today, after you get your sports point out, we're going to ask you, what show would you love to bring back? And you're bringing it back in its prime, by the way. If you're picking a show, it's not everybody now. It would be the show in its prime. What would you love to have new episodes of any show? Jack, would you like to give us your next question?
Yeah, I'm taking a Mount Rushmore off the board.
Okay.
I want to bring back Seinfeld. It went off the air at number one. I would love to see a 2025 version of Seinfeld.
Aren't there enough Seinfeld episodes for the rest of time though? More Seinfeld episodes.
And they actually are pretty relatable today. Yeah, so I would like to see an updated version of that.
Ike hasn't even watched the original ones. What do we need more Seinfeld for? All right.
I have not seen a full episode.
Do you have a show you'd like to bring
back?
I have many of them.
I have many shows, but I'll give you one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Undisputed.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow, you must really miss that show.
I love Skip and Shannon, man.
It's only been gone for a year?
A year, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And my mornings haven't been the same.
Okay.
You know, they really haven't. I think Shannon was at his best when he was debating against Skip.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we all dislike Skip Bayless, I thought he was great at being that guy.
Master debater.
Villain. Yes, he was great at being that guy. So, yeah, I missed that, man. I missed that. So, yeah, there's a couple other shows I could have gone with, but Undisputed is the one that I kind of I'm like, man, I wish I could turn it on at 9:30 like I used to.
Yep.
And watch it 9:30 to 12, undisputed.
So the show I'm, and I had to think long and hard about this because I haven't really, except for The Office, I haven't really liked any show over the last 20 years that there have been like 8-episode series that I'd like, but not like a show. So the one I would love to bring back is the original Late Night with David Letterman. I thought David Letterman show in his heyday when he was on late, when he was on at 12:30 after Carson or whatever, then after Leno, that Letterman was the best. He was weird. He was funny. He would make guests feel uncomfortable. I thought he was, that Letterman was my favorite Letterman show ever. And I think that show would always work, right? Him interviewing celebrities and making them feel uncomfortable would always work. So
I've never been a late night show guy.
Oh, see,
I watched Arsenio when I was young.
Ah, there you go.
It seemed hip. But other than that, I'm like, I've never really been a late show guy.
Oh, I always was because I didn't study or anything in high school. So I would stay up really, really late just watching TV. I also didn't have any friends or any dates. So there was a lot of television. Yeah. Well, I'm just being honest.
Tough run.
All right. It's Tell the Truth Thursday. On Tell the Truth Thursday, have the Eagles actually had a good offseason or is it just vibes? And for next question today, tell us a TV show you would love to bring back. 215-592-9494. Kicking us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, listen. I know a team that handed out extensions, you know, to players that don't even play. You know, but that's a different day. You know what I'm saying? We need to bring up that topic because I remember last year Elliot was here pumping his chest talking about the Sixers was a better organization than the Phillies. Let's ask that now.
Oh, you know? No. Yeah, he don't want to ask that.
Well, by the way, he's also the one that's parading around saying he was right about Paul George when he was also making that statement about the Sixers. I have a lot of issues with Elliot.
Listen, so y'all didn't bring up the topic. I know Jack typed in on a little thing. I wanted to talk about something else, you know, but I won't do it since y'all didn't bring it up. But they have a good off season. I mean, it's all okay. I mean, they brought back their guys. Like, the coaching thing, I can't really speak on. Like, no coach is going to wow me unless they bring in Andy Reid. Like, no coach that I ain't never seen coach or do a call plays, even if they brought in any of the guys they interviewed. They could have had 30 interviews like they did 2 years ago. Remember when they interviewed 30 guys? They hired Sean Desai. They interviewed 30 guys, and they said Sean Desai was the best guy out of the 30 guys they interviewed. That's what you wanted to see.
You are completely misrepresenting what I say about interviewing guys. It is you. It doesn't guarantee you're going to get a good candidate. It doesn't even guarantee that you don't pick Kevin Petullo. But there's absolutely no harm in talking to guys from other organizations to find out what they think of your players and your organization. It just makes you smarter. It gives you more information. Doesn't mean you're going to make the right choice, but it makes you smarter. So what grade would you give it? What grade would you give the offseason so far?
I mean, I'd give it a B because the offseason ain't really started yet. I mean, free agency Monday, they just re-signed our guy. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, I said, ask me this question May 1st, you know, after the draft and see what. But so far, you know, I'll give it a B. You know, we brought back Bond. I mean, everybody loved Milton Williams. Now Milton Williams and Josh 365 days ago, everybody wanted Josh Sweat gone.
But you can say that about a lot of things. Josh Sweat had a good year, had a great Super Bowl, has been their most reliable pass rusher over the last 3 years. So, if you had a great replacement for him, it would be great. But we don't have like an up and coming guy ready to take Josh Sweat's place. And there's a reason he's on every top 10 list for available free agents right now, right? Like, I'm not saying he's worth.
Yeah, but he's getting overpaid.
Yeah, but he sure will. Yeah. But we don't have a replacement for him. So that's right. That's all. Wait, what did you want? I'll give you 1 minute on what you wanted to talk about.
Bros and 50, my 50-second listen.
Well, look, if you want to get it in, I'm telling you, get it in.
I'm just saying, I'm tired of these dudes. A.J. Brown, Darius Slay, thank you for the chip. Get out of here. And I'm telling you, the more and more this dude talk, what Matt Patricia said about that dude, that was right. Remember, he had a big conniption. Matt Patricia was right about this dude. Also, A.J. Brown, I'm starting to look at you side-eyed. I don't want you trading. I don't care. If we trade you, we trade you. I want you here. But it's like, you are so immature You put your nose in business where it don't belong, and then you got the nerve to call the Eagles community messy. We respond to the stuff y'all do. Eagles community ain't sit up here and say the plot was passing. You said that. Eagles community ain't say Jalen Hurts and you had beef. You said that. Eagles community ain't spit on CJ, GJ, and Reed and bring. Y'all did that. We speak on the stuff y'all say. We don't bring stuff up. Y'all say it. Y'all act like a bunch of, I ain't even going to use the topic because I don't want to look bad. But y'all act like a bunch of you-know-whats out here. This is football. Why? That's why I love the quarterback. I love Smitty. I love Saquon. Because those, not so much Smitty and Saquon, but Hurts get killed every day. I don't see this dude post nothing. Y'all sit up here reading y'all's Twitter like y'all Jack Fritz at a restaurant trying to talk to, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are y'all always on Twitter?
Shots fired.
Get off Twitter. And then you going to respond to something that don't even got nothing to do with you, dog? Listen, Elliot sit up here and said they might have to move on from one of their top guys to bring in Myles Garrett. Hey, man, we get Myles Garrett and they got to move on from the dude. Send him to Cleveland, dog. You don't want to be here. I know a place that we can send your ass, and I guarantee you, they not going to like you up there when you can catch a pass from Deshaun Watson. Because you wasn't like that before you came here. You was a good receiver, but we was asking, was you top 10, top 15 before you came here? Let's not forget that. Let's not forget. You're great. You're great.
But,
let's not forget that.
All right. Wow. Corey, do you have a TV show you want to bring back?
Yeah, I was going to say Undisputed, like I said, but I'm going to go to the delegation. I'm going to bring back OG Power with Ghost.
Power.
Oh, Power.
None of us have ever seen it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that show is...
Well, you know, these two haven't seen it.
No,
and I'm,
what does that mean?
This is where I get a strike because I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, that wasn't a... Yeah, all right, Corey.
Was it 50 Cent?
Yeah, I know what Power is.
Yeah,
but I didn't think it was popular. Was it? Was it?
Yeah, for some people.
Okay.
All
right.
How was my phone usage in Clearwater?
You were mostly fine, I would say.
All right.
Yeah, I would say you're better than you were than you had been.
Your phone usage was the same as it normally is.
I don't think that's true.
I thought he had the phone when we were out.
Uh-huh.
I thought he had the phone away more than he normally does. That is my perception.
He had it out of the table last night.
But I think he did that because Brazier did it. Brazier put his phone on the table. It gave Jack permission to put his phone on the table.
I thought I was pretty locked in on conversations.
Yeah,
Well, I see. I was tired.
Yeah, the first night you weren't locked in, but you weren't on your phone.
I just wanted to go to bed.
Yeah. So what Corey was talking about there, by the way, and we'll get into this next. Is the reason that you've probably heard about the Slay stuff and the CJ GJ stuff, but AJ Brown did jump in on all this stuff on Twitter. And by the way, AJ did do the Eagles community or whatever instead of just talking about the players that are saying stuff. It's not like it's the players. It's not the Eagles community. All the Eagles community is doing is reacting
to it.
So we will talk about there's a lot there. There's just a lot there. So we will get into that as well on Tell the Truth Thursday. Tell us really what you think of the Eagles offseason so far. And what I beg you to do is make pretend you were a fan of a different team looking at. That's all and you can still think it's good, but I just want you to get in touch with your soul. So we'll get into what AJ said on Twitter and Slay. And oh boy, they never give it a rest. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.